Bill 62, an act to authorize the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority to invest funds with the State Investment Council. Senate Bill 62 is now open for public hearing and proponent testimony.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Tim Engel. I'm an attorney from here in Pierre. I'm also a registered lobbyist for the Department of Tourism and State Development and the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority. If I may, Mr. Chairman, I have with me this morning Jaff Karam, who's the Deputy Secretary and Director of the Division of Economic Development for the department. And I also have Tom Adam, who is a member of the Board of the Science and Technology Authority. If I may, just very briefly, this is a very simple amendment that we're asking for. I would note initially that Senate Bill 62 passed Senate State Affairs unanimously and passed on the Senate floor unanimously on the consent calendar.
That's not good testimony.
Apparently I'm getting bad advice from someone. I'm told I should mention that. Mr. Chairman, the history behind this bill is that last year, for those of you that don't recall or that weren't here, as a part of the package of bills for the Homestake project, the legislature appropriated approximately $14 million for the authority. The vast majority of that is to be used to fund the transfer agreement that will be made with Homestake and Barrick for the mine. Those monies are being held by the authority and currently are being invested with the Investment Council. In order to get those monies into the Investment Council's cash flow fund, we had to go through quite a process of analyzing those funds to determine whether they were public funds and thus could be in that account. That process, frankly, for me as counsel for the authority, made me uncomfortable because part of the discussion last year was to keep the authority at arm's length from the state as we could. And as because of that, as I said, that made me uncomfortable. Also, going forward, it's possible that there may be other funds that we would want to invest with the Investment Council. These could be excess bond sale proceeds that we aren't ready to use yet, donations from private persons or other folks. And if we're asked the question, can we invest those funds with the Investment Council, we'd like to be able to say with confidence, yes, absolutely, here's a section in the code that allows us to do that. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I don't have, I do have one other thing to add, if I may. There is some precedent for this. There are other authorities that have in the past or currently have funds with the Investment Council. Those include the Value-Added Finance Authority, the Building Authority, and the Railroad Authority. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I don't have any other anything else for the committee at this time.
Thank you. Are there any other proponents? Any other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to Senate Bill 62? Any opponents? Seeing none, no, we will close to committee questions. Representative Michaels.
Tim, again, could you give us the balance in that it's not, they are not invested in the cash flow fund? Is that what you said?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Michaels, the funds are currently invested in the cash flow fund. And what is there today, or what was there on the 18th of January, was approximately $370,000 of operating funds. Of the $10 million indemnification fund, it has earned some interest. There's approximately $10,040,000 there. The mine closure fund is at $803,000. As I recall, that was an $800,000 appropriation originally. And the insurance premium fund is at $2,465,000 approximately.
Follow up, sir?
Representative Michaels.
So it is, all those funds are only in the cash flow fund?
Yes, sir.
One more.
Please.
Is there any intent at all from the legislation or the board's directive to actually model out any other investments other than the cash flow fund, or is it always going to be short like that?
If I may, Mr. Chairman, I guess I'm not sure what you mean by
any
short.
Any equities you know, anything larger than just what's in the cash flow fund, a longer time horizon? What's the intent?
Mr. Chairman, if I may, the intent at this time is to leave these funds in the cash flow fund.
Thank you.
And if I may, there are two reasons for that. One is we don't know for sure when we're going to need them, and two, the board of the authority is very much, and the executive director are very much aware of the fact that if they don't spend them, they have to give them back, and they intend to give back everything that was appropriate.
So everything is very conservative.
Yes.
Thank you.
Further questions? Any other questions? Seeing none, we thank you, Mr. Engel. We will close to committee discussion and or action. Representative Dykstra.
Move to pass.
Representative Dykstra moves to pass. Representative Rave seconds. Comments on that motion? Seeing no comments, Secretary will call a roll.
Dietrich?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Barnos?
Aye.
Gillespie?
Aye.
Healy?
Aye.
Hargan?
Aye.
Krause?
Aye.
Michael?
Aye.
Miles?
Aye.
O'Brien?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Dykstra?
Aye.
Roden?
Aye. Senate Bill 62 goes to the floor unanimously with a due pass recommendation. Representative Krause.
I'll try moving consent again, Mr. Chair.
Representative Krause moves second, or moves consent. Is there a second? Second by Representative Dykstra. Comments on that motion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Senate Bill 62 goes to the floor on consent.